and welcome to Dak and Rick's Pod. I'm Dak.
And I'm Rick.
And this is a Folly Sun podcast where we talk about all things sports. And today, we are back. Very quickly.
Yeah, we got a lot of exciting news to talk about.
Dolphins, or well, NFL trade deadline day. Very, very important day of the year.
And very exciting day for the Miami Dolphins.
Most definitely. But first, because, you know, we have to always find a way to get in the ad break. Let's first talk about the Miami Heat. Big game, exciting game. The Heat get back on track by beating the Golden State Warriors 116-109 at home.
What a game. Big game. Yeah. What a game. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of excitement. We enjoyed it a lot, and the Heat played very well.
Well, let's talk about the leaders of the game. Max Strus led the team with 24 points. Gabe Vincent, 8 rebounds. Kyle Lowry with 9 assists. Jimmy Butler with 1 block. Bam Adebayo with 3 steals. Some other notable things. Tyler Hero went out early with an injury that still hasn't been defined as far as I can see. We're also filming this pretty quickly after the game. Kyle Lowry had 13 points. Jimmy Butler had 23. Bam, 19. And Duncan Robinson, let's clap it up for him. 17 points. And yeah, I don't know. Very happy for Duncan.
Strus?
Yes, Strus led the game with 24.
There you go.
All right. Anything else to add on?
Let me tell you, it was very cool to see the opposing team also.
We can talk about them for a second. Stephen Curry, 23 points, 13 rebounds, 13 assists. That's a triple-double from him. Andrew Wiggins led the team with 2 blocks, and Draymond Green led them with 3 steals.
And what about Thompson? What did he do?
Klay Thompson, 19 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds.
It was interesting. Like when we were watching it, Dave, it was interesting to see how they, you know, even without Curry and even without Thompson, you know, they were really competitive.
Jordan Poole is a very good basketball player.
Yeah, he was well to see, yeah.
And coming off the bench, he had 9 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. He really anchors that bench unit. Although he's paid like a starter, he's a very, very good anchor for that team.
He really is. But kudos to our Miami Heat. Spoelstra apparently got them back together.
They shot 100% from the free throw line, so that deserves a clap.
Yeah, it does. And it was great to see. Listen, you sent me a tweet earlier this morning that said, Butler said that, hey, doesn't matter what our...
Here, I'll direct quote it. We're still going to win the championship, and I don't care what nobody says. Count us out. We're going to win the effing championship. I'm telling you, I don't give a damn that we started 2-5. Direct quote from Jimmy Butler.
Well, there you go. And he proved it tonight. He showed them, hey, the champions are coming, and they beat the champions.
Well, they almost did a couple nights ago in Golden State or in Oakland, but they fell a little bit too short to Stephen Curry lighting it up. And tonight, Jimmy Butler lit it up.
That's right. And so, the bottom line is, we won.
We did. I believe the Heat now improved to 3-5. Is that our record? I don't know our record.
We play?
Play the Sacramento Kings at home, 7:30.
Here at the FTX Arena, so that should be an interesting game. Obviously, not as exciting as this one.
Nowhere near as exciting, but hey, the Heat lost to them a couple nights ago, so they need to get their revenge once again. And with all that being said, we know what you came here for. We came here to talk about the Miami Dolphins, but first, we'll head to our break.
And we're back to talk about the Miami Dolphins. Go ahead, Dak.
Yep. As Pat Riley would say, the Dolphins got their whale in edge rusher Bradley Chubb and a 2025 fifth round pick in return. Denver receives 2023 first round pick from the Dolphins via San Francisco, a 2024 fourth round pick, as well as running back Chase Edmonds. And then to replace Edmonds, they went and got Mike McDaniels, one of his former starting running backs, in Jeff Wilson from the San Francisco 49ers. And in return, the Dolphins traded a fifth-round pick to the 49ers.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And you know what?
Just
talk about the running back now.
McDaniels now gets both of his running backs from San Francisco, being Mostert and Wilson.
Exactly. And the bottom line is, you see how he's building up this team. Between him and Greer, they're really putting an effort. They're building. And let's give kudos to Ross. You know, I mean...
Putting money where his mouth is.
That's right. He's doing everything that he can do to make this a contender. And I think we do have a winning team. And, you know, it's very exciting to see this whole process. But go ahead.
And as we go around, as we do every single year, we must thank Laremy Tunsil, the gift that keeps on giving. We traded him away for like 4 first-round picks, 3 second-rounders. And now today we're sitting with Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Bradley Chubb, Javon Holland. Still some more picks. He deserves a clap. Let me put that on for him.
Tunsil, we miss you, but thank you.
He's getting the full clap. We're letting that audio fully play.
He deserves
Miami it. Legend. If only he could come back to Miami and complete the full circle. But
you never know.
Might you truly never do. Future.
But go ahead, talk to us about the other trades.
Well, it was for Who Bradley Chubb. I don't know. Everybody knows about him. Probably top 10 edge rusher. Really makes the Dolphins into an elite defensive pass rush with Wilkins and Jalen Phillips. I don't really know what much to say that isn't already been said about him. I don't know. He's just really, really effing good.
And they're coming in early this morning they're coming in?
Yeah. First they're picking up Wilson, then they're picking up Chubb, and they will be headed to Miami.
And tomorrow they do
the physicals to...
Tomorrow they do their physicals, and then they start with the team. Everything goes well, they start with the team, right?
Yeah, they should be on
practice.
Yeah, they should be in practice tomorrow, if not the latest. No, they should be in practice tomorrow and ready to play in the game come what day?
Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, your games are always on Sunday. But I'm blanking. It's a little late at night.
It's been a long day. But anyways, congrats to the Dolphins. Congrats to Greer, McDaniels. Let's see what you're going to do. Ross, thank you.
I'm trying to find exact statistics on Bradley Chubb. So if you give me a second, if you want to fill in.
Everyone's just very excited about Chubb. They keep talking about Chubb. I mean, I was listening to the podcast.
Pat McAfee show.
And, you know, how excited he was and how, you know, he was speaking so highly of Chubb, so highly of the Dolphins organization, so highly of McDaniels, believe it or not. Because, you know, the reality is McDaniels is a rookie coach.
But he's been the game changer. He's been the game changer.
But you know what? You got to give him credit. Yes, he has been a game changer.
Something I saw is like Brian Flores was very much about not making stars and nobody's a star. We're all one team. And Mike McDaniels was throwing that philosophy out of the window and got in mega stars. He's turned Tua into a star. He got Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle's now a star. Bradley Chubb comes to town. Javon Holland is probably the best safety in the league.
And that's true, but the reality is he's smart enough to know that he can bring in all these stars, but they have to work as a team, as a unit. And I think that's what McDaniels is able to do. He's able to bring in all their egos and have them work under one umbrella. I heard that in another program related to basketball.
Here, you want basketball?
Bringing all the egos and putting it under one umbrella. So I think McDaniels is doing that, and I can't find any
specific stats on Bradley Chubb like that I wanted to say, but I can have you listen to Tyreek Hill. He was live streaming Fortnite when he found out about the trade. So
let's hear.
Here he is.
First facet of mine, though.
Ooh, I see you.
Let's fucking go, man.
For the record, that's direct audio
direct
from
Miami, Mr. Chubb.
Welcome to Miami, Mr. Chubb.
That's direct from Tyreek Hill. So anyways, at this time, just once again, congratulations, Dolphins. I'm excited. They've really like done everything they can to really get the fan base to get excited about them, rally around them,
and we thought it was going to cost us a Heat win, but look, we got them both. That's we got right. Bradley Chubb and a Heat win. Wow, what a great night it is! But I think we'll cut it right here. Thank you so much for listening to Dak and Rick's pod and this quick update about the Dolphins trade deadline. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate us 5 stars. Do you have anything else to say before we leave?
Just be safe and good night.
Good night, everyone.